个唱歌，但是因为吼，唱歌不好势，所以今仔日是分开唱歌。
Yeah, and then you know the Mother's Day video, I know that's just an expression of love, even though we kind of made fun of the mothers a little bit, but that's just our way of saying we love you.
那看阿影片吼，实在是用伊真爱妈妈，但是用较轻松、较开玩笑的方向来表示伊对妈妈的疼。
So we're going to start off with a responsive reading.
所以他们来开演诗歌，先读第三章十八节到二十节。
I'll say one verse, you guys say the next verse, and we have to go back and forth.
所以你读一节，咱读另外一节。
So this is Colossians 3:18-21.
哥罗西书第三章。
Here we go. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord.
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Fathers, do not be irritated or become discouraged.
You know, one of the things I love about scripture is that it can mean different things to different people.
So what did I say again? It's down to the English.
For example, I'm sure husbands love reading verse 18.
譬如說, 對著夫妻真愛十八節。
But then the wives really love verse 19.
所以但是太太真愛十九節。
And then children, oh no, and then both mom and dad love reading verse 20 and telling that to their kids.
所以啊，父母都真爱记着在。
And then, you know, as children, we want to say to our fathers, you know, don't embitter your children.
就是做囡仔吼，我真爱记着一在。
Now I'll touch on the aspect of family dynamics a little bit later on in the message, but today I have the honor of speaking to Formosa Presbyterian Church. On Mother's Day.
咱其实要讲到家庭内面互相的关系，但是今仔日我真荣幸会当伫遮来甲咱讲到。
And on this day, we celebrate the mothers in our lives.
今仔日咱要庆祝母亲伫咱的生命中间。
And because of this, today's sermon is going to be geared towards the husband.
所以因为安尼，所以今仔日讲到是较针对咱做老爸、做丈夫的。
On behalf of the mothers.
我是代表咱所有的做老母的。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
咱来看《以弗所书》第五章第一节。
The book of Ephesians is commonly known as a book about unity.
以弗所书一般来讲都是是一个合一的书信。
It is a primary theme in Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
是保罗写给以弗所教会的主要的题目。
And it is so important that Paul decides to address unity in the many different facets of Christian life, in the home, at church, and at work.
因为合一足重要，所以保罗接着咱基督徒的生活，有讲到伫家庭方面，伫教会内面，甲伫个工作面顶。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says this, Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
圣经来讲，既然你是上帝所疼的，就学伊连行不弃，就有疼心，亲像基督疼咱，为着咱牺牲家己的性命，最芳芳的祭物献到上帝。
Now the first two verses function like the title of the chapter. Every example Paul provides after verses 1 and 2 is an extension of this theme of imitating God, which Paul then applies to the different facets of life.
So these two verses,
And of course, he talks about marriage. And so, in order to talk about that or to see that, we're going to jump to verse 25.
因为伊讲到婚姻的生活，所以咱们来看第二十五节。
And so, we'll read verse 25. And mothers, this is on your behalf. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这个五节是为着婚姻人写的。最重要的就疼父亲人，亲像基督疼教会，为着教会牺牲家己。
Husbands, you are to imitate Christ in your marriage by loving your wife as Christ loved the church.
所以最重要的，你就爱效法基督，疼你父亲人，亲像基督疼教会。
A godly husband is one who treats his wife like Christ treats the church.
啊，一位敬畏上帝的丈夫，啊，对伊个父亲人就是像基督对教会。
The word love in verse 25 is an agape love. It means that it is unselfish. It specifically means it seeks the highest good for the other person.
哦，听这个字，第二十五节里面是加加佩，意思就是牺牲的听，无自私的听，就是用上关的听听另外一个人。
So a godly husband is one who agapes his wife.
所以一个听敬畏上帝的人是用牺牲的听听伊的父亲人。
He loves his wife unselfishly. He considers her best interests at heart. A godly husband is one who loves her with the gospel.
所以一个敬畏上帝的人，完全用无自私的态度来听伊的太太，是照圣经的教示来听。
Now the gospel that I know is a difficult one to live.
但是咱上帝未必遵照上帝的道理来听，有当时也是真困难。
It requires sacrifice.
需要有牺牲。
You see, I am a sinner. I make mistakes over and over again. I am stubborn and I do not listen to God.
我是一个罪人，我常常犯罪。我是嘛真固执，我常常拢无咧听上帝话。
Yet Christ is patient with me. He is kind with me. He is not envious of me. He isn't boastful with me. He isn't prideful with me.
但是咱的上帝有忍耐，有温柔，伊无怨妒，无夸口，无偏碰。
You see, husbands, you are to love your wives unselfishly, even when your wife has sinned against you repeatedly, because this is what Christ has done for the church.
所以最重要的要用无自私的听来听你太太，甚至当伊得罪你，一直得罪你的时阵，你嘛是爱安尼做，因为基督是安尼来看待咱的教会。
Just like how Christ sacrificed himself on behalf of the church, so too you must sacrifice yourself on behalf of your wife.
记得为了教会牺牲家己，所以最重要的，你嘛要为着你的太太的牺牲。
So husbands, you must be patient. You must be kind to your wife. You must not be envious of your wife. You must not be boastful to your wife. You must not be prideful with your wife.
所以最重要的，你嘛要有吞忍，你还有宽容。不自卑，不妄妒，不夸口，不偏碰。
Now let's continue with verse 26.
来看第六节。
And Paul here, he actually stays on the topic of the metaphor of Christ and the church, and doesn't actually go into the specifics of the husband and wife relationship.
所以这节保罗继续用比如伫基督甲教会关系，伊无阁讲丈夫甲父亲人关系。
In verse 26, it says this, that he, or Christ, may sanctify her, or the church, having cleansed her, the church, by the washing of water with the word, so that Christ might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or anything, that she might be holy and without blemish.
其实老子安尼讲，伊安尼做是为通为伊的话用水清洗。来献化教会归上帝，予教会有阳光，拢无污点、无条纹，也是其他一款的缺点，真侪性别无合足，通献予家己。
You see, in verse 26, he is a singular masculine pronoun. That means it refers to Christ.
二十六节这个伊就是一个男性的单数，就是表达基督。
You see, in verse 25, husbands is a plural masculine, so the singular masculine could not be referring to husband. Therefore, in verse 25, he is the only singular masculine pronoun in verse 25, so verse 26 has to refer to Christ.
咱看到25节里面，讲到丈夫都是用复数的，男性的复数，讲到基督是用男性的单数，所以在26节里面，这个男性的单数是
So therefore, the process of sanctification and presenting the church as spotless in front of Christ It's not so much the responsibility of the husband, but of Christ.
所以在这里面，伊讲着要互被献花，互上教会献花，真做无下注的归互上帝欢喜，这是基督的责任，唔是丈夫的责任。
And another thing we see in verse 25 to 26 is that Paul is describing an event and result relationship.
咱看到25节跟26节是咧讲着一个原因跟一个结果，这两个中间的关系。
And so we see the event is agape love, which results in sanctification and also a pleasing presentation to himself.
这个原因就是有牺牲的疼，所以当献花归乎上帝，让上帝欢喜。
Because Christ loved the church unselfishly, the church responds in such a way that it is presentable towards Christ.
因为上帝疼教会，所以教会回应上帝疼归乎上帝。
What Paul is saying is, if you, the husband, love your wife unselfishly, she will respond in such a way that you will view her radiantly.
所以就是，做丈夫的，你若像祈祷安尼疼教会来疼你夫人人，你夫人人会回应你的疼，所以在伊的目睭内面，你是一个真美的光彩的夫人人。
If you sacrifice and love your wife unselfishly, you'll love how she treats you back.
所以你若是用牺牲的疼来疼你的夫人人，你的夫人人对你的疼，让你感觉你真惊奇。
And this mutually edifying relationship between man and wife isn't something you instruct, it's not something you demand, it's not something you force, it's something you love and nurture into fruition.
所以这个很好的丈夫跟夫人人的关系，不是勉强的，不是会当教出来，这是要用疼来灌溉，当结出个结。
And so, as we talked about earlier in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, we are to imitate Christ through our marriage.
所以在咱第五，以弗所书第五章第一节，也咧讲，咱伫婚姻内面爱效法基督，会当反映啊，爱做好的模范。
And one of the reasons for imitating Christ is to be an example to others.
要效法基督，是因为咱要做一个好的模范，互别人看到。
In Genesis 1:27, it says that we were created in God's image. The word image there is actually Hebrew for statue. Therefore, the purpose of imitating Christ is to reflect God to the world, to the people around us.
所以创世纪第一章第十七节，伊讲到咱是照上帝形象创造的。这个形象伫希伯来文是一个伊就是雕像吼。所以效法基督是要让咱边个人会出会当看对咱的身躯看出上帝。
But sometimes I think we emphasize reflecting Christ to the people we don't know, who are strangers, over the people that we love.
有当时啊，咱太注重想强调，咱要互别人看到，伫咱的心情看到上帝，啊，是真无熟悉的人，咱有当时啊会，会去咱厝的人。Sometimes
we treat our friends better than we treat our families, when in reality it is much more important that we put our families first.
咱甚至有当时啊，对咱的朋友甚至比咱厝的人较好，但是实际上，咱来将咱的家庭放第一位。
Another reason why I believe it is so important for husbands to love their wives unselfishly is because the parents' relationship and the love reflects to your children.
就是父母这个三听的关系，真正伫你家庭内底会当影响到你的囡仔。
The type of relationship that a husband and a wife have is supposed to reflect Christ to your child.
所以恁两个三听的关系，欢迎对上帝，但是相对啊是对你的囡仔的影响。
And this is important because the quality of the relationship of the parents directly affects your child.
恁两个这听的品质是直接影响到你的囡仔发展。
As some of you may know, I went to Cal State Fullerton to pursue a master's of counseling.
啊，恁有一个人可能知影，我即马伫即个 Cal State Fullerton 大学啊，要修即个硕士的学位，是心理辅导。
And one of the topics I studied was something called family systems counseling.
啊，有一科吼是有关于即个家庭的辅导。
And what this theory suggests is that what affects one person affects the whole family.
啊，伊甲阮教讲，啊，一个影响夫妻关系的物件，一定会影响整个家庭。
For example, if dad gets into a car accident, the whole family is affected. Mom has to take him to the hospital. Maybe son has to come out of school to visit the dad.
啊，譬如讲，若是丈夫拄到一个真大的车祸，啊，这个太太啊需要带去病院，啊，囡仔嘛要去病院看伊，所以整个家拢受到影响。
Or if maybe a son struggles with depression, the whole family is affected. The parents get worried. Maybe the siblings feel responsible.
啊，有当时啊，你啊囡仔有得到忧郁症吼，你爸母会做担心嘞。啊，你其他的兄弟姊妹可能嘛，感觉伊爱负责任。
And parents fighting with each other, it can affect the children. Kids are actually very intuitive. We can sense it. We can feel any unresolved relational tension or awkwardness that parents may have.
啊，所以爸母若冤家时阵吼，你也知影囡仔吼，因的直觉感足好诶，所以伊若有感觉咧，迄个气氛无啥对，或是真紧张吼，伊马上就会知。
Now what I'm not saying is that you can't fight. We're human. We get into fights. It's supposed to happen.
啊，我毋是甲恁大家讲，咱拢袂当冤家，因为咱是人，所以咱啊嘛是冤家时阵。
I actually think getting into conflict is a good thing because it gives us an opportunity to challenge each other, to grow, and to repair the relationship.
啊，有当时啊，咱的冲突，咱的冤家，其实嘛是一个真好的机会，让咱会当互相的去了解，互相的成长，啊，互相会当修复这个关系。
Because a fight is really, it tests the relationship. And so once you get through a fight and you come back together and you say, I'm still committed to you, you build the trust with one another even more.
So you can see that 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 you can see
And conflict, if it's modeled well, can positively affect your children.
啊，所以你若真好好来处理这个冲突吼，你会当予你的囡仔得到真大的利益。
But more often than not, conflicts are handled well, are not held. Or more often than not, conflicts are not held handled well or in a healthy way.
但是啊，真侪时代时阵吼，这款的冲突其实拢处理阁真无好，啊，阁真无健康。
And here's an example of an unhealthy way to resolve conflict, and it's called triangulation.
一个无好的啊，要去解决这个冲突的一个方法叫做啊三角的关系。
Yeah, growing up, in systems theories, there's something called triangulation. The concept here is that when two people are fighting and they're so overwhelmed with their conflict, they have to bring in a third person to alleviate the stress.
Okay, 这个观念就是讲两个人的冲突足大足大的时阵，因无法度解决，伊需要第三个来帮伊解脱啊，疏解一款的紧张跟压力。
One example is when my parents they would get into a fight at the dinner table, and one of them would say, "Don't say that in front of Andrew. How dare you say that in front of our son?"
啊，我细汉的时阵，有当时咧食饭的是我的爸母会冤家，啊，因冤家的时阵，伊就讲讲，袂使伫Andrew面前讲这款的话，你遐尼多大胆伫咱的囝面前讲这款的话。
So rather than being a child who my parents loved and protected, I became a weapon for them to guilt trip the other person.
啊，伊讲，所以吼，我本来是爱互因，互因疼，互因保护的一个囡仔，所以变作一个因的武器来互相的攻击。
I think I see some parents identify with this experience.
啊，像咱有爸母这款的经验。
Now, this was the only way that my parents knew how to stop the fighting because they were both so stubborn.
啊，我爸母足够一个，伊若无安尼做，伊无法度两个无法度停止冤家。
They always wanted to get the last word, so they would bring me in and guilt trip the other person so that they would stop fighting.
伊拢感觉家己是上对的，所以伊若甲我拖进去吼，伊就感觉讲伊会赢一场的迄个完整。
Another example of triangulation is this. It might shock you, but my parents and my older brother, he's the eldest son, they would always get into fights.
我要甲你讲另外一个故事吼，你可能惊一跳，就是我的爸母甲我的阿兄吼，伊是第一个上大汉的，因常常买衣服，当然买冤家。
Sometimes the fights would get so overwhelming that my parents would come to me and say, Andrew, help us. How do we fix your older brother?
伊讲吼，这冤家甲太厉害吼，我都解决的时阵，伊就去找 Andrew， 阮就甲 Andrew 讲，Andrew， 你来甲阮斗相共，因为吼，咱唔知变安怎来互你的，变安怎对待你的阿兄。
I was 13 at that time.
迄阵我才13岁尔。
So obviously I would know.
因是讲我可能查变较侪。
Now there are several reasons for why they turn to me instead of others, instead of people outside the family for help.
我知因可能有几个原因，因来找我，唔是去找别人。
Okay, well, number one, it's because Asian culture we tend to be collectivistic.
在咱的亚洲的文化里面，咱是较有迄个团队、团体的精神。
That means we are group oriented, we rely on each other, and so we would rather rely on each other than people outside of our group.
So we are a group, we are a group.
And so instead of relying on someone outside the family, they would rather rely on someone inside the family.
So we are a group, we are a group.
Another thing about Asian culture, I don't know if you knew, but we are very honor and shame based.
咱另外一个讲起亚洲文化，就是咱对这个荣耀跟这个建设吼真在意。
You either bring honor to the group or you bring shame to the group.
咱想讲咱那不是吼，咱的厝的人感觉真骄傲，咱就是予人感觉真建设。
So when we have a problem, we don't want to burden the other community.With our problems because it's shameful.
So, 咱若有问题时阵吼，咱惊见笑，所以咱无爱去找外口的人来甲咱斗相共。
And therefore, even though we are a group, even though we are connected, we're really good at hiding.
虽然咱拢有相共连接，但是咱真够藏家己的想法。
We're good at hiding our problems, and we don't like showing our weakness because it brings shame.Upon the family.
So we then
Finally, Asian culture, we tend to have a strong sense of self-sacrifice.
最后咱的文化内底，咱对这个自我的牺牲吼，的精神真大。
We think it's good to suffer so that we don't bother others with our problems.
咱认为吼，咱家己忍受上好，咱无爱去找，咱无爱去教教别人。
And for whatever reason, this also extends to the family. Parents think it's better for the families to suffer than to burden others with their problems.
所以伫家庭内面，咱嘛家己认为讲，咱家己忍受就好啊，莫去教教别人。
This is why my parents never ask for help.
这个是因为先来，我的父母唔爱去找别人来帮忙因。
This is why we never saw a therapist. This is never why we turn to other parents in the church and their church for help.
所以无去找这心理医师，还是去教会找其他医院的会友。
Because it was too shameful.
因为感觉这是真正更小的代志。
So that's why my parents turned to me, a 13-year-old person, for help.
所以就来找我一个13岁的囡仔，要来跟斗相共。
They would rather seek the advice of a 13-year-old than a professional counselor.
伊甘愿来找我一个囡仔来跟帮忙伊解决问题，伊不爱去找外口的专家。
Doesn't that sound crazy?
这是不是真不可思议的代志
？But I feel like a lot of people, a lot of Asians, we identify with this experience.
但是可能咱中间会当认同这款的经验。
And so how does all of this family systems relationship apply to Ephesians 5, 25 to 27?
So
Paul provides a formula for husbands to build a nurturing relationship with their wives. If you sacrificially love your wife, if you hold her best interest at heart, you'll love how she treats you back.
你若是用牺牲的听来听你听伊，时时将伊的利益放伫你的面前的时阵，伊要用上好的来回应你的听。
If you do this, you not only imitate Christ to those outside your family through your marriage, as God has intended, but you'll imitate Christ to your family, especially your kids.
所以你若咧做的时阵，你效法基督的疼爱时阵，你唔若让外口的人看到恁夫妻关系这么水的关系，你更加是让你的家庭内面，你的囡仔看到恁这款相生疼的关系。
Now sometimes life and marriage it just doesn't work out this way.
有当时啊，但是伫生命内面，有当时啊，你的婚姻的生活无拄拄是安尼。
Sometimes we don't love each other sacrificially. We don't treat each other with patience.
但是有当时啊，咱真正无用这款的无自私的疼来疼对方。
And that's okay because we're human, and God's grace and His love gives us space to make mistakes.
咱虽然安尼做，是外经因为上帝伊的恩典，应允咱有这款的空间，予咱因为咱有真侪错误会发生。
What's more important is how we respond after we make a mistake.
但是上重要是咱犯了错误时阵，咱要安怎来解决来回应
？Are we quick to forgive one another, or do we hold on to the bitterness for years and years and years？
咱是不是真紧的来原谅，来互相原谅，而唔是将这款的怨怒？
If you are holding on to anger or bitterness or in conflict with one another, I want to tell you that it's okay to ask for help.
你若是心内内面有怨妒，还是生气，我要跟你讲，你
会使。That's right.
你应该去找外口的专家来帮忙。
See, there's no shame in weakness because Christ took our shame.
因为这不是一件更小的代志，因为上帝上更小的时候，伊已经替咱牺牲了。
See a couples or family therapist. That's okay. Seek counsel from a trusted church member. That's okay.
讲若是要找一个家庭的辅导，还是要找教会里让信心的人，这是真好的一件代志。
Do not let the culture of shame, pride, or even self-sacrifice prevent you from reflecting Christ to your family, to your children, and to the world.
那么因为咱的文化，咱这款的感觉更小的这款的文化，还是讲自我牺牲，让你袂当将上帝这款的疼显明给外口的人。
And as is with every relationship, it's not just one sided, there are two sides to this.
所有的关系里面，不是跟他单方面的，这是两方面的代志。
Wives, you also have a role to play in this relationship.
所以太太们、夫妻人，你的角色，你这个关系扮演的角色也真重要。
And your instructions are in Ephesians 5, 22 to 24.
上帝对恁的教示是伫《以弗所书》第五章22-24节。
But maybe that's a certain word.
但是咱今仔无时间，那是后摆会讲到。
But let's pray. We're gonna have a song afterwards where we can respond to this message and pray to God and meditate on His word.
所以祈祷了，咱要静静来思想一段圣经。
So the worship team is going to come up, and as we sing the song, I invite you to think about the sermon today and how it can apply to your life.
所以我请大家思考这段圣经，要想讲这要安怎应用在你的生活里面。
So let's pray. God, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for scripture, and I thank you that marriage is a reflection of the Holy Trinity. It is a reflection of intimacy, of self-sacrifice, and of patience and kindness to one another. And that, God, you use marriage as an institution to reflect your love, your glory, your beauty to the world, not only to those who are non-believers, but especially to those whom we love, those who are our children. And so, Father, as we reflect upon Ephesians 25, as we reflect upon Mother's Day, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would make your presence more known to us and to convict us and to bring this into application into our lives. So, Holy Spirit, speak to the people in this church that we would not let a culture of shame, of pride, or self-sacrifice prevent us from reflecting your love to our children, your love to the world, and to each other.